One last topic. So this is a point I often use, and it's going to relate to the Inner Search study program. So first I'll just explain the point. Have you ever tried to explain to another what the purpose of our Hindu practices was? Have you tried to explain Hinduism to somebody who doesn't understand it? Have you ever been successful in explaining Hinduism to someone who doesn't understand it? So, usually, you know, we explain things in too complicated a way. So, you know, I have to give a talk to a non-Hindu group and explain Hinduism. We have a nice group that comes regularly, Billy's group, metaphysical group that comes. And so they're very open and all, but you start throwing terms, dharma, karma, you know, samsara, they're lost, you know, moksha. So you can't do that. So what I say here is, of course, we can opt for a philosophical answer, such as the purpose of Hinduism is to resolve our karma, realize God, and be liberated from reincarnation. That's the right answer, right? But, you know, if you're talking to a child or someone who doesn't understand the terminology, I mean, it doesn't make any sense at all, right? What does all that mean? So therefore, I found a simple answer. So here's a simple answer that anyone can understand. So it says the same thing three different ways. Hinduism teaches us how to become a better person. I mean, everyone can understand that, right? Hinduism teaches us how to become a better person. We're trying to improve, become a better person. Improve our behavior. Live as spiritual beings on this earth. So that's what, you know, Hinduism is about. So it's surprising. If you say it like that, people say, oh, I want to do that too. That sounds great. I want to be a spiritual being. I want to improve my behavior. So it's a nice definition. So it relates to this last point. So I have a working title for my coming up India classes. This is an ad to go on the Odyssey. Anyone who hasn't signed up? But it shows you what I'm working on, trying to get a series which is based on this principle. So the working title, and we tried this out at Guru Purnima, and it worked out very well, this principle. The idea is becoming a more spiritual person. That's the working title. And through applying Hindu philosophy, principles, and metaphysical tools to our life. So that's what we're working on for the India program. I have 11 classes on the India program, but I plan to also get a series going so I could give it anywhere, you know. And it could be a very interesting approach. And quite often you go to Hindu lectures and they're not practical. You go out singing Jiva to Shiva, you know. Jiva to Shiva. You know, heart sweet, you know. So. That's not going to help you be a better person, right? Well, as soon as you quiet down, you'll be yourself again. You haven't taken out something specific that you've applied to your life. You haven't said, okay, I've realized I have to do this, this, and a little differently in order to really conform with the yama of ahimsa. You know, I'm kind of reaching it in terms of how I talk to people. I'm being nasty sometimes, you know, that's harmful. I'm harming people with my words. So that kind of understanding, a new application of a principle you know very well to your life, you know, a refinement in your life, is what we're striving for. And that way we become a more spiritual person. There's a nice example of that. I gave a talk in Concord to the members there, and it was on ahimsa, Where David defines it so beautifully. Not harming others through thought, word, or deed. I mean, beautiful definition. So, of course, I always say, none of you here harm others through deed. Otherwise, you'd be in jail. May harm others with words occasionally, and that's good to focus on, and even with your thoughts. So I'll give you a few examples. And so I was driving with someone, and afterwards he said, you know, when someone cuts in front of me on the freeway, I sure harm them with my thoughts. You know, took it to a new level, realized that, you know, he was having nasty thoughts toward this person, and that was not in accord with ahimsa. Because the cardinal principle of ahimsa is everything we think about someone should be designed to help them. You know, we don't want to hinder people by thinking negatively about them. It actually, you know, they feel the thoughts. You know, they can even have an accident if it was a sensitive person. You know, so even how we think about other people needs to be in line with the principle of ahimsa. And so it's a subtlety, you know, something you may not have thought about before. So, you know, in this kind of seminar ideal setting, you know, you take that kind of principle and you apply it to your life and you refine your behavior. You figure out how to refine your behavior even more in that area as a result. And therefore, you go out the door, you know, not singing Jiva Shiva, but with a concrete tool in your hand, you know, and it's written down on a piece of paper, and you take it home, and you've got something to make yourself a more spiritual person. You found a weakness, an area that you can improve, just like a dancer says, oh, I found a new weakness in my technique. Now I can work on that, become a better dancer. Thank you very much. Om Namah Shivaya.